Hello, my name is Katie Jarman, and I was part of the group that was examining infrastructure. For me, the most meaningful aspect of our trip to South Africa was our family stays. Every evening, after a busy day of work, my host mom, Oli, would make us a cup of tea and sit with us. Over tea, Oli, a teacher of several decades, would tell us stories about her students and her experience of the profession as a Black woman teaching in a rural, predominantly Black school. One evening in particular, Oli told us about a rowdy class she had to take over temporarily while her fellow teacher stepped out of the classroom. The students had been given work to do quietly at their desks, but, like many high school students, they decided instead to take the teacher's absence as an opportunity to socialize. Oli quickly intervened with a speech about the importance of education. She emphasized that many of their parents and grandparents grew up in the era of discriminatory apartheid education. Yet they, and Oli herself, doggedly pursued education, often in hostile environments and at a fair amount of personal risk, in the belief that education would help them thrive in a system that was stacked against them in every way. As Oli narrated her lecture to us, I couldn't help but think of my own privileged education and think about how easy it is for someone like me to take it for granted. Oli's story was one of many similar stories we heard from passionate teachers whose unfailing determination in the midst of seemingly insurmountable obstacles was greatly inspiring. These informal talks with Oli always left a profound impression on me and prompted me to examine my own attitude to the education I have been so fortunate to receive.